Fighting in Bangui has stopped and the situation is improving, according to the UN Secretary General's Special Representative in the Central African Republic, CAR. Driving on the streets of the capital city on Thursday, Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye described the scene before him over the phone to UN Radio. CAR has been thrown into turmoil since Eleka rebels launched attacks a year ago and forced President François Bozizé to flee in March. Although things were returning to normal in Bangui, he told me, the situation was not irreversible.
It's very simple. I am in a car driving, leading to the office to the prime minister. I can meet taxis and the population on the streets. What is absolutely clear and obvious is that there is a return to normalcy in Bangui. It doesn't mean, unfortunately, that people are still not suffering in the country, because we have 40,000 IDPs around the airport. We have 40,000 IDPs in Bosangwa in the Archbishop compound. But at least there is no longer fighting in Bangui, and the disarmament is ongoing. We are yet to disarm the important groups of Seleka, but at least they have been regrouped in 7 barracks in Bangui and in the vicinity of Bangui. So I may say that things are improving. Is it something irreversible? I don't think so. But things are improving. Yesterday, at the political crisis, we found a settlement for the crisis. The Prime Minister, the Head of State, and the Speaker of the Parliament, they held a meeting. And after that, they did jointly a press takeout that was very well appreciated by the population. But this has to be consolidated. It is the current situation. Things are improving, but still fragile, unpredictable.
Has the UN been able to establish a presence outside of Bangui in the areas that are
seriously affected? Yes, we are already outside of Bangui. We have UN staff in at least 7 locations outside Bangui, even though their security may be from time to time at stake, as it happened 2 days ago in Power, where at night there was fire confrontation. But we have our UN staff, notably those of the UN agencies, who are in charge of providing the lifeline to the population. They are on the ground. They are in the countryside.
And regarding the situation of children, how are children being protected now? There have been a lot of news stories.
You know that each time you are facing a tough situation like this one, the more vulnerable are the children and the women. We have in town Madame Leila Zerougui, who is paying a lot of attention to the situation of children. You know that very well. But it is an overall security that should be provided to ensure that for the time being, the children, they are suffering in the country.